all these statements are just showing that Dr. Nevas Mumba is just being malicious. You know, under 2 years, you don't expect all the presidents to be flocking to your country. They need to give you time to, you know, to settle down. We've settled down. And I think the question of anybody shunning this country because our president has been, you know, arrogant doesn't arise in any manner.
He also made a statement that Zambia's sterling image internationally or abroad has been severely damaged by pronouncement attributed to President Sata when he goes and meets other heads of state out of the country. What do you say to that?
Honestly speaking, you know, our president has got a very good sense of humor. Well, even locally here and even abroad, you know, he has that humor, which makes, you know, people even, you know, appreciate and, you know, it's gathering life. That doesn't mean that he's been either insulting in any way or that. He's just got good sense of humor, which I think the opposition leader is envying, such that the head of state of Zambia is able to carry the world with him.
Several opposition groups have questioned the government's human rights record, and they have filed petition to the Commonwealth and all that. Can you tell me that your government's record on human right is without blemish, and that the government has respected human rights contrary to the accusations being leveled by the opposition?
No, in fact, you know, the key point is the human records of our government, I think, is above board. When you come into Zambia, all these opposition parties, they have right to assembly. They always assemble. We've got, of course, you know, the law which guides the how people have to assemble publicly. And that is for the question of maintaining law and order. But when it comes to them holding public meetings, they go about their own, you know, lives, you know, like that. They criticize government. They criticize the president. And none of them is ever arrested or detained for criticizing the president.
Members of the ruling party of PF cadres attack them when they are holding rallies and all that, and the government has stood by not doing anything to protect them. What do you say to that?
I think right now there are a number of cases where those perceived to be cadres belonging to our political party appearing before the courts of law for alleged offences of public misconduct. The law doesn't discriminate in Zambia. All it takes is somebody to report that case to the law enforcement agency.